Hi there, and welcome to Meet the Speakers. I'd give you the speaker number on this, or the episode number on this one, but I really don't know because I've just been recording these all day. So, whichever number this is, I'm glad you've tuned in to listen. Our guest today is Matthew Terlin, Matthew Elazar Terlin. I'm doing the whole air quotes thing, Matthew, so you can see that. You know, Matthew, every time we talk, I tell you that when we get to conferences, you have to answer to Elazar because that's all I know you as. You know, when I see you pop up online, it's Elazar. And, oh, okay. So.
It's become instinct by this point, so.
Well, that's good to know. Hey, listen, Matthew, I've got three questions for you. The first one, how'd you get into programming and why PHP?
Well, I guess it was sort of a family thing. My mother dealt with computers on a regular basis. She was a medical transcriptionist for a living. My dad actually did some computer repair, IT support, but he always wanted to get into programming. So when I was in high school, I took a few classes in my junior and senior year, competed in some local tournaments, just kind of fell in love with the subject, ended up going to college for it, and here I am.
Awesome. Thanks. That's interesting. The next question, you're going to be with us at Tech 10 in Chicago, and I believe you're going to be talking about SPL. And you know, that's one of those subjects that those who don't know about SPL just scratch their heads, and those who do know about SPL seem to swear by it. Tell me a little bit about your session and why people would want to go hear it.
Okay, well, it's going to focus mainly on the stuff that's new in 5.3. Some people may be familiar with some of the features that were in PHP 5 for SPL, mostly things like iterators. What's new in 5.3 actually has to do with a lot of very specialized data structures that actually find their roots in computer science, which of course was the field I studied. They can, in some situations, depending on what your application is, prove to be either more performance in terms of just CPU cycles or memory usage, actually. So I'm going to talk a little bit about situations where it's appropriate to use which of them. Provide a few benchmarks that I've taken myself in comparison to traditional arrays. Talk a little bit about data structures for people who may not have a whole lot of background in them. Just give them kind of a general concept of them outside of the SPL. And I think that's about it.
Very good. Sounds like a great session. Final question. You, as of today, have a new book out. You want to tell me about this book? Because I know you're excited about it.
Very excited. This has actually been in the works for a very long time. I think I first got the idea in January of 08, started writing that September. It's just been a very long process, but when I first started using PHP, actually, I got a project where I had to actually employ web scraping because at the time we didn't have any web services to interact with the data sources that we needed. So I ended up studying that, working on that project, learning more about it, and eventually getting to a point where I felt fairly confident and looked around and thought, there really aren't a whole lot of good books about this subject. So maybe I should write one. So the book's got a pretty good amount in it. It studies several of the HTTP client libraries that are available, some of the different extensions in PHP for parsing markup, for handling it when it's malformed, for validating data, and so on and so forth. So after 2 years of efforts, it's finally come out, published by PHP Architect, by MTA Press. The currently it's only available in PDF form. I'm hoping that the dead tree version should be available within the next few weeks, hopefully before tech. I'm planning on trying to have a few copies to hand out there.
Well, excellent. Actually, the very first time I ever heard you talk about screen scraping was a little podcast I used to do called PHP Abstract, and you were one of my first people to work on that podcast with me, and that was your topic. So
Yep, I remember that.
that
Yep.
was awesome. Okay, hey Matthew, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. If you want to see Matthew talk about screen scraping, you're going to need to come to Tech 10 in Chicago, May 18th through the 21st. If you've not got your tickets, we still got a couple left. Go out to tech, that's tek.phparch.com. Click on the sign up link and sign up today.